In the market for a coffin? I've got one piece of good news for you. You won't be paying state sales tax on it. Or maybe you're looking for a cement mixer for your truck. You're clear there, too. And what about rare coins? No need to worry, numismatists. You're not going to pay any extra pretty pennies on your pretty pennies. The list of items exempt from the state sales tax is long and odd. But as of last year, it no longer includes one item: booze. So on that $10 bottle of Cabernet, 63 cents now goes to Beacon Hill. But on November 2nd, voters will be asked if they want to change that. Question 1 on this year's ballot asks whether the state sales tax on alcohol should be repealed. We caught some customers coming out of Teal Square Liquors in Somerville last night, and we asked them how they plan to vote on question 1.
John Barrett from Somerville. I would vote in the affirmative. I'm a beer drinker, so that'd be great for me.
I'm Joe, and I'm from Ireland and Somerville. I would vote to keep the sales tax, definitely, because we all need to pay taxes right now so that the government can make some money and try and get the country out of the hole it's in right now.
Nicholas, I'm from Somerville. I'm voting to repeal the sales tax because I don't think alcohol should be taxed.
Kevin O'Malley, I'm from Revere. I'm voting to not repeal the tax. I think we need the tax revenue. I think without it, we'd be in deep trouble. And I believe, to some extent, in sin taxes.
Based on that survey, voters in Somerville are split on the issue. And they're split across the state as well. According to a poll last week, voters break even on question one. So do the candidates for governor. Incumbent Deval Patrick, a Democrat, and Green Rainbow candidate Jill Stein both oppose repealing the tax. Republican Charlie Baker and Independent Tim Cahill want it repealed. And here in the studio now, we have a supporter and an opponent of question one to break down the pros and cons of the alcohol tax repeal. Advocating to keep the sales tax is Vic DiGravio. He's co-chair of the Committee Against Repeal of the Alcohol Tax. Vic is also president of the Association for Behavioral Healthcare. Vic, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Sasha.
And here to argue for the repeal of the sales tax on alcohol is Steve Rubin. He's owner of Huntington Wine and Spirits in Boston. Steve, thanks to you too for being here.
Thank you, Sasha.
So let me start, Steve, with you. You own Huntington Wine and Spirits in Boston. Tell us briefly why you think alcohol should be exempted from state sales tax.
Basically, it's a consumer issue. We already have an excise tax on alcohol. So this new tax is a double tax. It's a tax on a tax. Massachusetts consumers don't realize that the tax has been included in the price of alcohol since basically almost prohibition, since taxes started. So this is an extra tax.
You're referring to the excise tax
federal and state, paid by the wholesalers in the state of Massachusetts.
And probably built in a bit to the cost of
Absolutely.
Alcohol that consumers
yes, it is.
Buy. So you're saying it's a double tax if you put sales tax on top of an excise tax.
Absolutely. And people are traveling to New Hampshire to buy alcohol where there is no sales tax. New Hampshire alcohol profits are up 10%. Ours are down in most stores throughout the state. New Hampshire actually reported that one quarter of their sales to Massachusetts residents. One quarter. That is not right. The tax revenue is being lost to New Hampshire. This burdens the consumer with the double tax, as we talked about. It hurts businesses. A lot of stores in Massachusetts, there are over 1,600 package stores. And with the laws in Massachusetts, there really isn't a lot of chain stores because the law states an owner can only own 3 stores.
Steve Rubin, we're going to come back to many of those arguments later. But before we do, let me go to Vic DiGravio. Vic, you think that the tax should not be repealed. Tell us why you think it should not be repealed.
We do, Sasha. We're asking people to vote no on question one for 2 reasons. One, alcohol is not a necessity. Exemptions from the sales tax should be reserved for necessities of life, food, basic clothing, prescription medicine. The other reason we're asking that voters vote no is that the sales tax on alcohol raises $110 million, will raise $110 million this year to fund vital public health programs like addiction prevention, treatment, and recovery programs.
Listeners, we're taking calls during this segment. We want to know what you think about the 6.25% sales tax on alcohol. We want to know if you think it's a necessary sin tax, so to speak, or if you think, as we just heard Steve Rubin of Huntington Wine and Spirits say, that it's a double tax and that it's not fair. Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Steve Rubin, you just made an argument that it's double taxation, excise tax plus sales tax. But there are many other products sold in this state that have that double tax, excise and then sales. So why should alcohol not get that double tax?
It's just not fair to the consumers. We've been without this tax forever, since day one. What's the next tax going to be, gasoline?
So even though consumers now pay double taxes on some things in terms of sales plus excise, you're saying we shouldn't add another thing to the list?
Right now with this economy, people in Massachusetts are fed up with taxes. We can't add any other tax to any other product right now. The way the economy is and everyone depressed and the moods and everything, there just can't be another tax.
What impact has this sales tax on alcohol had on you and your store? It went into effect last year, I believe.
August 2009.
So you've had at least a year to assess what it's done. What's your view of what the tax has done?
Our average sales are pretty much down about 5.5% to 6%, which basically is the tax. In the polls around Massachusetts with our Massachusetts Package Store Association, it's pretty much the same. The border stores near the New Hampshire borders are off on an average of 25%.
Border stores, because most of those people are going to tax-free New Hampshire to get it instead, you think?
Correct.
Is it possible, Steve Rubin, that because it's a bad economy in general, that's why people aren't buying as much alcohol, not because there's an extra tax on it?
Alcohol is pretty recession-resistant. What happens in times like these is they trade down in brands and they trade down in sizes, so the actual sales are down.
Victor Gravio, you do not think this tax should be repealed. Now, you've just heard Steve Rubin say that many liquor stores are basically mom-and-pop businesses. They're really hurt by this. Do you think that there's an argument that it was the wrong time to add this tax to these small stores?
No, we do not. And in fact, we take issue with some of the statistics from the alcohol industry. Basically, we're hearing anecdotes. According to the Department of Revenue in Massachusetts, alcohol sales in the past 3 months are up over 3%, close to 4%. In the first 12 months that the sales tax went into effect, alcohol sales statewide were level. So if there are individual stores like Steve's that are down, there are other stores in other places that are way up. I think the other point in terms of the excise tax that's important to remember is, as you said, a lot of products are subject to both an excise tax and a sales tax. The excise tax in Massachusetts is one of the lowest in the country. It has not been adjusted since 1975. The excise tax on beer in Massachusetts is one-third of what the excise tax is in New Hampshire. So that's an important thing people need to remember as well.
Victor Gravio, you've also made the argument that the money raised by the state sales tax, which I believe is about $100 million a year, it doesn't just go anywhere. It goes to essentially funding substance abuse-type treatment programs. So one of your arguments is that if we lose that money, we can't fund these kind of programs.
A lot of these programs will be cut, absolutely, if we lose the funding. What the tax has allowed is that we've been able to stabilize our treatment system in Massachusetts in a time of dire economic need. The last economic downturn, we lost half of our detox beds. Because of the tax, we were able to expand treatment programs last year and hold treatment programs harmless from any cuts this year. And that's important because only one out of every 10 people who need treatment are actually in treatment today. There are long waiting lists for these programs across the state.
Steve Rubin, what about that argument? You're in a business in which some people abuse alcohol. They end up needing treatment. Do you feel that liquor stores have any obligation to pay a tax to pay for that treatment?
Well, my theory is this. I'm in favor of recovery programs, but I want everyone to understand these programs were funded by the state well before the sales tax, and will continue to be if it is repealed. And despite all the ads on radio that every dollar goes to recovery programs, I want everyone to note that one-third of the tax collected goes to the MBTA and to the Massachusetts School Building Authority.
And that's part of the basics, the tax laws. But every dollar above that goes to fund prevention and treatment programs. And that's very important. And these programs, we can't say these programs won't be cut because other human service programs have been cut devastatingly over the past 2 years. And because of the tax, these programs have actually been expanded.
Let me bring in a caller. This is Tim calling from Andover.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you? What's your thought about question one?
Yeah, my thought real quick is, you know, I live up in Andover, Mass. And, you know, for years, liquor stores were open in border towns simply to fight people going up to New Hampshire. And, you know, we made an adjustment, you know, on that, and it spread out to the rest of the state. I'm just really concerned with the fact that, you know, as a state, we keep putting things in that are driving revenue out of Massachusetts. And I think that this is a really good example of that. And I definitely agree with the gentleman from Huntington, just that this is just another example of trying to get more taxes out of consumers and actually, you know, driving business out of Massachusetts.
Tim, thanks very much for that. So, Vic, you oppose the repeal of the tax. What do you think about this listener's point that are we simply driving Massachusetts residents to go buy their liquor in New Hampshire?
Again, the statistics from the Department of Revenue don't say that. Alcohol sales are up over 3% the first 3 months of this year. And there's over 150 organizations across the state, including the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, Children's Hospital of Boston, the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, the Association of Independent Colleges, which includes BU, BC, Northeastern, all of which are asking people to vote no on question one.
We have another caller. This is Irfan from Waltham. And Irfan, do you know how you plan to vote on question one?
I would actually say that it should be taxed because alcohol is a luxury item. We choose to go to store and pick up that liquid and drink for ourselves. And we know that we are damaging our body. So I would definitely count it as a practical lay person on the ground that I would definitely vote it for no. Question one.
Thanks for that. So Steve Rubin of Huntington Liquors, most items that are exempt from sales tax are exempt because they're viewed as things people need or that it's a public good, things like prescriptions, groceries, clothes below a certain amount. So what about that argument that alcohol is not a necessity? In a sense, it's a luxury. And for example, we tax cigarettes. So why not tax alcohol too?
It never was taxed, and it's not fair to have a double tax. Consumers are already paying a tax on the product. This is a double tax. It's the whole issue.
But consumers also pay a double tax on cigarettes, as you noted. There's an excise tax and there's a sales tax.
So, Steve Rubin of Huntington Wine and Spirits, if cigarettes, why not alcohol too?
It's affecting everyone's revenue. I'm here representing 1,600 mom and pop basic stores in the state of Massachusetts, of which in Massachusetts, if you add in the restaurants, we are the second largest employer in the state for employees. It's affecting everyone's livelihood. And this tax is hurting, and people are getting to be laid off in our industry, and it's tough, and it's just the wrong time to have a double tax is all I'm saying.
I have a caller from Marblehead. This is Ken. And Ken, do you know how you plan to vote on question one?
Yes, I'm going to vote to abolish the tax for the main reason is that it's a lot of money. I resent the opinion of your second expert here. Who says that alcohol is not a necessity of life. And it is for some people. One does not have to be an addict to enjoy wine and alcohol and beer. And he seems to want the tax on moral grounds, which I object to. But secondly, since I travel to Maine frequently, I don't buy any alcohol or any wine in Massachusetts anymore. I buy it all in New Hampshire. And your representative from the liquor store is absolutely right. The revenue is going down and the sales are going down. And just because the alcohol may have increased 3%, it's still 3% based on what was already down. So it's still a loss.
Ken, thank you for that. Victor Rabbit, would you like to respond?
A couple of things. It's 3% as opposed to last year when sales were not down. But Steve also mentioned restaurants. I think that's a good point because I think most consumers know when you go into a bar or restaurant, you buy a bottle of beer or a glass of wine, you pay a sales tax then, and you're also paying the excise tax. Again, this is about a special tax breaks for a niche of the alcohol industry.
I want to thank both of you. We have run out of time. There's clearly a lot of interest in this issue. Thank to both of you for coming in. This was Vic DeGravio. He's co-chair of the Committee Against the Repeal of the Alcohol Tax. He's also president of the Association for Behavioral Healthcare. Thanks, Vic, for coming
in. Thank you, Sasha.
And we also heard from Steve Rubin. He's owner of Huntington Wines and Spirits in Boston. Steve, thanks to you, too.
Thank you, Sasha.
Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.